It is the nature of the news business that we focus on what is happening today. This year, the terrorist attacks of mid-September eclipsed dozens of stories that were in progress. Today and tomorrow, we're going to bring you up to date on some of the events and issues that made news earlier in the year. A story that first broke in the summer of 2000 continued to make news last year. Throughout 2001, there continued to be an increase in fatalities from rollover accidents involving some Bridgestone Firestone tires and Ford Explorers. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports now, by the end of the year, Firestone had agreed to recall more than 14 million of its tires. Ford CEO Jack Nasser was out, and the lawsuits had started mounting.
Neither Ford nor Firestone were able to start 2001 with a clean slate. The rollover accidents continued to plague the two companies. And by mid-May, the nearly century-long relationship between Ford and Firestone dissolved into acrimony and accusations. The CEOs of both companies were pulled before a congressional hearing to help decipher what caused the accidents that had left more than 200 people dead and hundreds injured. Ray Tyson, spokesman for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, says the agency found some tires defective and ordered another recall.
The investigation has been closed, but we will continue to monitor those tires very closely because in the course of our report, we noted that a change in production seemed to have taken care of the problem, but we want to make sure that that, in fact, is true.
Tyson says Firestone insisted federal regulators also investigate the Ford Explorer.
We agreed to conduct an assessment of the Explorer safety record. We are doing that now, and I anticipate that we will have our findings available sometime after the first of the new year.
The outcome of both investigations could affect hundreds of lawsuits still pending against both companies. In August, Firestone defended a $1 billion personal injury lawsuit, the only rollover case that has gone to court, but settled while the jury was deliberating. Mike Eidson, the lead counsel for the consolidated cases against both companies, says he's not surprised.
That's what's happening to every single case. As soon as Ford and Firestone has enough information, and if it's a legitimate case, they settle the case. In an automobile case or a tire case, I've never seen that before. You've seen it in other products. There weren't a lot of breast implant trials. In every trial that they had, they wished they hadn't tried it because the verdicts were so large.
A federal judge overseeing all the Ford Firestone cases has ordered that the evidence in every suit be consolidated and that the hundreds of federal cases go to court by July 1st. That means 2002 will, in some ways, be as difficult for both Ford and Firestone as the previous year. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.